Alrighty, good morning guys, good evening, good afternoon, God bless you, wherever you are watching and listening to from. Welcome back to the podcast, I Grow in Prayer. We are on episode 31. Amen. Thank the Lord for everything that he's doing right now in this season with me, with you, with us, and just, you know, my brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world. God bless you guys, and just thank you for just being here and stopping by to hear prayer and just get your spirit aligned in scripture and the things of God. Each and every time we come here, we are here to just grow deeper in prayer, grow deeper in the word, and have God's word just cover us in this season, in this day, in this moment. We premiere every Friday around 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can catch these episodes on Rez.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as YouTube if you aren't listening from. These are all the areas. So definitely feel free to join and subscribe and comment, share to whoever the Lord is leading you to share this to. All right. So let's start off. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. You are welcome to enter in this atmosphere, Holy Spirit. We glorify your holy name, Jesus. We thank you for everything that you have done and everything that you are continuously doing in our life, Lord. Lord, let me decrease. Let us decrease so that your spirit in us, Lord, may increase. Lord, minister and speak a word that you want to give, Lord, a word that you want to release, Lord, a word that you want to encourage someone that is listening to and just in prayer, Father God, that is needed right now at this time and this hour, Lord Jesus. God, you are so gracious, you are so kind, and you are so loving, and we thank you for everything that you have done and that you are doing. In the Bible it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Lord, we thank you for your Word and the Word that you have for us today, the scripture you have for us to pray over ourselves today, Lord. We thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. So I just wanted to do a prayer to welcome the Holy Spirit, welcome God in this atmosphere. And I want to continue on with this prayer and this episode with a scripture from Proverbs 16:3, NIV version. And it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Amen. 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 I love that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. So when I read that, like, the Holy Spirit actually just made me pause and really, like, take that in for a quick sec. Because, like, I read this before, but it just, like, it hit different a little bit as I was reading to you guys just now. And it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Thank you, Jesus, for this revelation that I got from this just reading just now. I really want to pray this over us. I want to pray for us to have a spirit of discipline, commitment, and mainly discipline. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For us to be disciplined and persistence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Persistence to be... I have so much words. Lord, help me. So for discipline, persistence, and as well as that... consistency. That was the main word that the Holy Spirit was just putting in my spirit, because when I think about commitment, I think about being consistent. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And consistency actually stems off of your discipline. Thank you, God. God is so good. So with all that just being said, the Lord was just showing me this is for somebody. He wants you to commit your plans, you know. I think in other versions it says submit your plans to the Lord, but this NIV version actually says commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Amen. So whatever it is you want to do and you feel like there's this desire in your heart and you've been praying, and even if God has been showing you and confirming that this is a thing that he also wants you to do as well, the Lord is asking you to submit that thing to him. He's asking you to bring that thing to him. And he is asking of you to actually be committed to that thing. And what does commitment mean to you? Like, this is a food for thought. Like, really sit there and ask yourself, what does commitment mean to me? Because to me personally, commitment is doing something in and out of season despite how you feel. So even when I'm in season of happiness, joy, peace, rest, I'm still committed to that thing. Even if I'm in a season of hardship, trial, tribulation, and it's feeling chaotic, I'm still committed to him. In and out of season, I am committed. Despite my situation, I'm committed. Despite my feeling and my emotion, I am committed. I kid you not, guys, I didn't want to do an episode today. I'm going to tell on myself. I didn't want to do an episode today. I felt out of the mood. I didn't feel motivated. I didn't feel driven. I didn't want to do it. But then the Lord fully reminded me, this is what commitment looks like. You do it when you don't want to do it. And you do it even when you do want to do it. You just do it. And that's what commitment is. And I believe the Lord is showing me commitment. I believe the Lord is showing you commitment. This episode is confirmation to someone that the Lord has been doing a work in you. And that work that he's doing is bringing more commitment out of you. He's requiring more commitment out of you. And I know this is prayer. We're going to pray for a commitment, and we're going to pray that we are committed to the thing that we are bringing to God. And then, like, as I was reading this, like, God is such a beautiful God. It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. I believe what God is saying is that if you are committed to this thing that you desire to do, if you are committed to the thing that I desire of you to do, and we are in alignment of this thing, I will establish it. But if you are not committed, it will not get anywhere. It will not go anywhere. It will not prosper. It will not be established. Because in order for it to be established, I need you to be committed, says the Lord. You need to be committed. You need to do it when you don't feel like doing it. Do it when even you do feel like doing it. Do it when it's hard. Do it even when things are good. Because, hey, I will testify, things go so well that you feel like, oh, I don't need to do this no more. Oh, my day is going well. This month has been good. I don't really need to pray anymore. I don't really need to fast anymore. I don't really need to read anymore as much as I did before when I was in that drought. But you do it even when things are good, even when things are bad. Like we talked about this in previous episodes. If you are a faithful brother and sister in Christ to this podcast, and you tune in and you listen, you will know, like, most of the things I say are, like, honestly, like, reversed. Like, what's the word? Reused. Like, the Lord repeats a lot of things to me in each episode with little nuggets of different things, but, like, the main things he says over and over, don't give up. That's one thing that the Lord's been really, like, just saying over and over, don't give up, be committed, be in it, do the highs and do the lows, despite how you feel, despite your situation. These are things that the Lord has been just saying over and over throughout the whole podcast and throughout the whole episode. And it just ties in, like, if you have a plan, a part of committing to the plan is not giving up on the plan. A part of God trying to do a work in you, a part of God trying to do or establish that thing that you've been desiring, that you've been praying for, that promise, that breakthrough, whatever it is, there is a pressing in that needs to be done. And that pressing in only continues when you are committed to the thing, when you don't give up on that thing, when you leave it at the feet of God and say, God, this is what I desire. This is what I'm asking for. I am committed to it in and out of seasons. And you said in your word right here in Proverbs 6:3, it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Lord, you told me if I commit this thing to you and I'm committed in it, and I'm doing it faithfully day and night, and I'm not giving up on it. You told me, God, that you will establish it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You told me, God, that you will establish it. God is not a God to lie. God is not a God to go back on his word. Sometimes you got to like just speak the word back and be like, God, you said this. God, you said this in your word. I know I'm not crazy. I know I'm not delusional. It says it in the word of God. And God, your word never fails. You bring that thing out and you decree and declare that word. Whether it is in your career, whether it is in your business, whether it is in a plan, whatever plan you had. A plan to live a certain life or establish certain things within your life, certain goals that you had. You submit that thing to God and you said, God, you will establish this. Of course, Lord, if it's according to your will. Of course, Lord, if it's according to your will. But if you know in your heart, like this is something that God's been calling you to do. Nothing else is working. God's been showing you this thing. You've been desiring to do this thing. And you just feel like maybe this thing is not getting nowhere. Maybe this is not something God wants for me. No, stay committed to it. Keep pressing for it. Keep going and don't give up. And submit it to God. Submit it to him. And he promises in his word that he will establish it. So anything that was ever established from a man or a woman of God was because of their commitment to it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So with that being said, I want to pray us, you know, in on that scripture. Let us do this, guys. Amen. Come on. Lord Jesus, you are gracious. You are kind. You are loving. You are generous. You are amazing. There is nothing impossible, oh God, that you cannot do. You can do all things, and you can do all things through us. As it says in your words, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There is nothing impossible. Because God, you said also in your word, you said, with man impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Anything that man does alone will fail. But anything that man does with God will proceed in the mighty name of Jesus. So Lord, whatever it is, this thing that we are bringing to you, Father God, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that this thing will begin to be established, that this thing will begin to actually proceed in our life, that it will take forth and begin to develop and grow in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it is that we're asking, whatever plans that it is that we're permitting and putting down to your feet, Lord Jesus, in your word, God, you said you will establish it if we are committed to it, if we commit to it and commit to giving it to you and taking our hands off of it, God. Let us take our hands off of it in the mighty name of Jesus and submit it to you and be committed to the submission. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. To the submission and the submission that we have, what we have submitted unto you, God. God, you are gracious. You are kind. Whatever it is, career, schooling, housing, living, location, marriage, family, Whatever it is, whatever plans we have, Lord, we submit it to you and we are committed to you, God, and to whatever it is you're asking us to do in this season, Lord Jesus. Give us a spirit that is patient, God, that we may be patient in what it is you have for us. Patient in what it is we are desiring from you, God. Oh Lord, help us to not throw in a towel. Help us to not give up, but that we may submit our plans, be committed to our plans, and have faith and see you establish it, God. See you establish it. Only you, God. Only you, Jesus. Only you, Father. Only you can do such a thing. Only you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Alpha, the Omega, and the beginning and the end, the one that is and is to come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just pray this for my brothers and sisters out there, Lord. Whatever it is that they're giving to you, God. Whatever it is that they're desiring, the plans that they have, God, this time, Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that it will be different. That it will be different in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. And thank you for just listening. And as you listen, you're not giving up. You're going forth. And this time it shall be established in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you guys. You can follow me on you can actually follow me on I_grow in Christ. That's my main page. Then you have my prayer clip page, which is I_grow in prayer. That's on Instagram. And any other places that you have in mind, which is email, you can email me at myjourneywiththelord3@gmail.com. And then you can also find these episodes on res.com, as well as Spotify, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Sorry guys, my dog is wild in the background, but yes, res.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. So bear with me and follow, subscribe, like, comment, share, and do all that you can that the Lord is asking of you to do in this season, okay? God bless you, and later. And stay tuned for more episodes every Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen and amen.